Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The main story we want to discuss today is that a leading ISIS military commander was trained in anti-terrorist techniques by the U.S. State Department as recently as 2014. And by the way, he was vetted, right, which is what Obama and Hillary Clinton argue that they're doing with Muslim immigrants from Syria and Iraq and countries where a jihadist policy has taken over the population's imagination. And so, of course, with the State Department unwittingly training leading ISIS military commanders, it's obvious that there is no effective way of screening Muslims seeking to immigrate to this country to identify Islamic terrorists. I mean, that's obvious, right? So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we were the first media outlet, as far as we know of, we were the first media outlet to call for a ban on Muslim immigration, doing so just days before Donald Trump echoed our call. So we're going to take some time to look at this story and go through some of the details, as reported by CNN and by the Washington Post and, you know, many mainstream organizations, the Financial Times, but then summarized in an article published by pjmedia.com, PJ Media, and linked to today from the Drudge Report. But before we get to that, a couple quick news updates. Obama has nominated a Muslim to be an American judge on our federal bench. And so if they can't vet these guys, these military guys they're training, how do they know whether a Muslim wants to implement Sharia law or worse? How do they know? Of course they can't know. This is an ideology that is at war with the Judeo-Christian worldview. And that's why the left, why they have a soft spot in their hearts for those who would cut their heads off. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the left, they hate the Judeo-Christian worldview. And since Muslims do too, even if you're a Muslim terrorist, well, you know, who am I to judge? Says the left. Okay. Iranian patrol boats, speaking of Muslims, Iran, they have their patrol boats that have been harassing our U.S. Navy warships. I mean, we're in international waters, and we've got, well, for one example, a Cyclone class patrol ship, the USS Firebolt. And our ships are being harassed by these Iranian patrol boats who are speeding out toward our ships and just at the last minute veering away. And so the whole world, the left, as epitomized by Barack Obama and implemented by Hillary Clinton in the State Department, they have had this naive notion for decades, and there might be a really deeper motivation. But it's this, that if you take nations that are run by tyrants, and if you're nice to them, then they'll be nice back. So Obama gives Iran, what was it, $1.7 billion to release our hostages. Instead of collecting on the money that Iran owes to our 400-plus hostages that they held during the presidency of Jimmy Carter and released on the day that Ronald Reagan became president, the Obama administration gave Iran $1.7 billion. he gave them this Iranian nuclear deal, which humiliates the West and America and enables Iran to proceed with their plan to build nuclear weapons. And in return for all that, and for emasculating U.S. foreign policy toward Iran and our responsibility to protect ourselves and to help protect our allies, including Israel, from a nuclear Iran. In thanks for all that, the Iranians despise Obama. In the world to which Obama said he's going to be nicer to everyone and apologize for being an American, if he is an American, I don't know, isn't he Kenyan? That world hates Barack Obama. They hate him, so that it doesn't work. You know, strength, you negotiate from a position of strength, and it's strength that gets respect. So at any rate, if I were king, I would announce to, not to the Ayatollah, not to the president of Iran, I would announce to the Iranian soldiers, the Revolutionary Guard soldiers on Iran's naval vessels that have been harassing our warships, I would announce this. I would say, when your superiors order you to go into the Persian Gulf and harass our warships, when you get to 5,000 meters from our ships, take off your undershirts, lay them over the side of your vessel, come to a stop and surrender, and we will not kill you. Because the next Iranian ship or ships that harass us, we're just going to blow them out of the water. And that would end that behavior. I mean, it would end it. Disney, we have spent decades on this show reporting about how despicable Disney is. Remember, they made a movie called Powder, where they took a convicted child molester, convicted, and they let him make a movie about how being different doesn't mean you're bad. And so Disney, years ago, we got a URL for a website. We never developed it because it'd be a waste of effort, but it's earthtodisney.com, earthtodisney.com. And we were going to point out in 10 Disney films, all the filth that they produce for children to consume. And we realize it's a waste of time because they want your kids more than they want your money. Disney wants your kids more than they want your money. And so they don't care. The more you point out the immorality of their behavior, the more they will do their behavior. It doesn't mean you remain silent, but we never built the website earthtodisney.com. But VidAngel is a service that we've recommended. We use it, our family, so that you can watch films and you can decide. There's filters and you watch these streaming from the internet. It's real easy to do with a smart TV, on a computer, on a device, on your phone. And you remove all the cuss words, all the blasphemy, all the nudity, and so on. And there are filters, and you set them as appropriate for your family. And so Disney is now suing VidAngel. Because Disney, and they've produced some of the most filthy movies that are consumed in the, you know, the general entertainment marketplace. Because Disney wants your kids more than they want your money. And VidAngel, I mean, they, it's like Netflix. You watch a film on Netflix, and the producer of the film gets paid for it through, you know, copyright and royalties and so on. It's like just renting a video. And so you watch a video on VidAngel, it costs you $2, and the producer gets a part of that. Just like when you go to the movies, you pay $12 to see a film, and the movie, the theater gets half, and the distribution and the movie house and producers and actors, they split up the other half. That's when you go see it in the theaters. And then after that, there's rentals. And so VidAngel is a source of revenue for Hollywood. Yet Hollywood is now suing VidAngel because they want your children to consume the filth. So I signed the VidAngel petition, and I pointed out they let you put in a comment. And I pointed out that VidAngel is crucial to our family's fight against ostracize someone. If you're ostracized, then there's ostracization. Boy, that's a weird word. Ostracization. VidAngel is crucial to our family's fight against self-ostracization. Now, that's some word, no? I mean, we don't want to ostracize ourselves. Standards are disappearing from the entertainment industry. We'd like our children to participate at some level in the culture by enjoying popular films, but not at the expense of sexualizing our children and exposing them to vulgarity. Signed, Pastor Bob Enyart, Denver Bible Church. So Disney is suing VidAngel. How's that? Because they want your kids more than they want your money. So, but by the way, a marijuana farm caught fire, and the families on the nice, quiet cul-de-sac that the farm was right on the other side of the trees, the families are all running out into the street, gagging, children throwing up in the street because everybody's inhaling these noxious fumes from marijuana. And there's a marijuana farm near you, isn't there? Or a marijuana dispensary right on the corner? Sure, there is. And then there's a Muslim in France, you know, the Notre Dame Cathedral. So this French Muslim woman has been trying to join ISIS, and they've arrested her because she parked her car near Notre Dame and the cathedral in Paris, and it had explosive gas cylinders in the car. And how many of them? 7 gas cylinders in the car. And there's a thought that she wanted to perhaps detonate her car near the symbol of Christianity, a cathedral. All right. Oh, and one last news bit before we get to our main story. Remember back in April, Joe Scott and I did a program on the dangers of CRISPR? I mean, there are benefits. This is a way to genetically modify a genome, and you could actually treat genetic deformities in children, even in the womb. And so many things you can do with the tool CRISPR, and it's inexpensive. You can buy it and start modifying genomes on your kitchen table for under $1,000. So at the time, we talked about the wonders of CRISPR, but then the horrific dangers to where terrorists can use this to perhaps create biological weapons released in nature, but also then target biological weapons against, let's say, the priestly gene in Jews. And so it's interesting that now, that was back in April. So we're now 5 months later, and there's an article in the Independent newspaper over in England, and they're quoting academics from Oxford University and from Stanford University here in the U.S. saying that this is a real threat, that people could use this incredibly inexpensive tool, CRISPR, and they could genetically modify who knows what, any species or organism potentially, and use these as biological weapons. So may not be the easiest thing in the world, but it's certainly doable. And they think, well, one risk would be to the people who are trying to create the biological weapons, they could infect themselves. But we're talking about Islamic suicide bombers and Islamic terrorists who couldn't care less, because suicide is inherently destabilizing, and they couldn't care less if they killed themselves, as long as they could kill some Jews at the same time, or Christians. Okay, so now, to this report out, stunning report, as linked to today by the Drudge Report, new ISIS military commander trained by the U.S. State Department as recently as 2014. And they have a photo of this fighter, and his name is Kalimov, Gulmurad Kalimov, the new ISIS military commander, whom the U.S. just days ago announced the $3 million bounty for. So the U.S. has said, we'll pay someone $3 million for this guy, you know, dead or alive, that kind of thing. So if you were part of an enemy organization, and your organization needed funds, and you thought that you could raise $3 million, and so you have someone turn you in to get the $3 million and use it to fund suicide attacks against America. I mean, that's one risk of doing this. But regardless, that's a side point. The U.S. just announced the $3 million bounty on this guy's head. And he was trained by the United States State Department in an anti-terror program. Now, he's a terrorist. And when we were training him, he was a terrorist then, too. He was trained by the U.S. State Department in their anti-terror program. In other words, they're telling the terrorists what we do to fight terrorism. Do you think the terrorists view that as valuable? He jokes that he was trained by America to fight against America. And he was in the program as recently as 2014 while serving in the security service of Tajikistan. Now, as if that were not bad enough, right? So he's the new ISIS military commander. Well, he replaced the old ISIS military commander. Guess who trained that guy? The United States. We trained that guy too. We trained the terrorist who replaced the terrorist who was the ISIS military commander. Both. So, Kalimov replaces the former ISIS commander, whose name is Batari. It's difficult to pronounce these names. Batirashvili. No, there's an I at the end. Batirashvili. So he replaces the former ISIS commander, Batirashvili, who was also trained by the United States as part of the Georgian army. Not Georgia in the U.S., but over in Asia. Who ISIS has said was killed fighting for them on their side in Iraq in July. So how is this now? So here at Bob and Yurt Live, before the world went ballistic against Donald Trump for saying that there should be a ban on Muslim immigration, we stated on this show that there needs to be a ban on Muslim immigration. And so because of that, I think that while this story is instructive for everyone, it makes sense for us to spend more time on it than we normally would. So it's our own State Department that confirmed that Kalimov received U.S. training. They admitted this to CNN in 2015. So last year, just a year ago, and here's the statement they gave to CNN. Well, actually, this is CNN's statement based on a U.S. State Department spokesperson. Quote, from 2003 to 2014, Colonel Kalimov participated in 5 counterterrorism training courses in the United States and in Tajikistan through the U.S. State Department's Diplomatic Security Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. The program isn't, and by the way, that was given to CNN by a spokesperson at the State Department who I simply cannot pronounce her name. I assume it's a woman. I don't know. Her first name is Pooja. Why don't I try? Pooja Hunjahunawala. Pooja Hunjahunawala. Pooja Jala Hujawali Wali Jaja Baba. Jali Punja Wuli Wali Jaja Haja Pali Baba. So whatever her name is, she's a spokeswoman at the U.S. State Department. And so CNN pointed out that the program is intended to train candidates from participating countries. Of course, they must be participating countries in the latest counterterrorism tactics so that they can fight the very kind of militants that Kalimov has now joined. In fact, by the way, he was one of them all along. A State Department official said Kalimov, this is from CNN, was trained in crisis response, tactical management of special events, tactical leadership training, and related issues. In other words, if terrorists want to attack, let's say, the Super Bowl, then we have anti-terrorism tactics that we use, tactical management of special events. And so we have trained a lead ISIS military commander on our own tactical anti-terrorism tactical management for special events. How's that? And we vetted the guy. Oh, we vetted all these people. And the Obama administration acts like we could vet 10,000 more Syrians coming in who are Muslims. And we bring in all Muslims. We don't bring in Christians. I mean, ISIS is, of course, they're chopping off the heads of Muslims. But by definition, every Christian is their enemy. By definition. And yet we can't seem to find any Christians from Syria to bring to America, just Muslims. So PJ Media, they point out, ironically, they say ironically, but they say it's not ironically. It's unironically, because it's so expected. The State Department spokeswoman, whose name is unpronounceable by anyone born in the West, the State Department spokeswoman said that Kalimov had been appropriately vetted. How's that? All appropriate vetting was undertaken in advance of this training, said spokeswoman Pooja Junjahuja Wala Abba Dala Abba Idrul Idrul Muhammad Abadul. She said all appropriate vetting was undertaken. At the time he was vetted, Kalimov appeared in a video threatening the United States. While he's being vetted, he's on the internet threatening America. And this is what he says. Listen, you American pigs. And that's a favorite of Muslims, right? They call Jews pigs. They have children's programming in Egypt, in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians. And they teach little children with their cartoons that Jews are pigs in children's programming. And so Kalimov said in this video, while he's being vetted by the U.S. State Department, listen, you American pigs, I've been to America 3 times. I saw how you train soldiers to kill Muslims. We will find your towns. We will come to your homes. We will kill you. And that's who the U.S. State Department is training so that he can understand our counterterrorism tactics. And he and the terrorist he replaced with ISIS, they're not the first terrorist leaders that we have trained. The Washington Post reported that fighters who have been trained by Western forces, that is, trained by the U.S., the Post points that out, had found their way to terror groups at the beginning of the Syrian conflict, and that's fighters we trained in Libya. Remember Obama and Hillary provided air support, U.S. military support, to the Islamic terrorists who took over much of Libya, and they put the Islamic terrorist flag over the buildings, and they shouted Allah Akbar as they were waving their AK-47s over their heads. And Obama had the gall to refer to us conservative Christians, saying they cling to their guns and their religion, while he's literally putting into power Muslim terrorists who are shaking their AK-47s over their heads, shouting Allahu Akbar. How's that? So the report, we'll link to the report on today's show. It's stunning. And it exposes the insanity of anyone, and of all the Republicans who took a fit at the idea that we would ban Muslim immigration. At this time in history, you ban Muslim immigration because Islam needs to know that this is their problem to solve. If Islam wants to be a part of the world community, this is their problem to solve, and they deserve the hassles because this is their in-house problem that has now spilled over to our house. And it doesn't matter that Muslims will be inconvenienced by not being allowed to immigrate to America. That needs to be the policy. For this time in history, it needs to be the policy. And so here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're honored that we came up with that policy statement even before it exploded on the world scene, when Donald Trump, in his somewhat inept way, echoed what we had said so clearly here on Bob and Yurt Live. But hey, we're out of time. Our website, kgov.com. May God bless you.